Hey everybody, I'm Marty Dodson. I'm here with Clay Mills.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about writing with artists versus writing to pitch. So there's kind of a different mentality between those two things. So if I'm writing to pitch, there's certain things I'm thinking about. If I'm writing with an artist, there's a whole different set of things. So what would your first response be to those questions? So let's start with writing to pitch. When you're writing to pitch, what are you thinking about?
I think a lot of times in that case, my goal is more about writing a song that I feel like several artists can record, as opposed to writing with just a single artist where, you know, you're trying to tailor the song a little more personally to their life. So I think just taking that approach, you want to write a great song and you want to write a song that matters to anyone that hears it. And in a way that any singer, male or female, oftentimes, you know, I'll want to write a song that is not gender specific, so that if a female artist wants to record it, great. If a male artist wants to record it, fantastic. I think it's just a little bit different mindset in your approach, because you want to cast a wider net than you would if you're writing in the room with an artist.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I like the wider net idea. Yeah, I'm thinking when I'm writing to pitch, even if I'm targeting an artist, so even if I'm shooting for a Kenny Chesney cut, I don't want to write it so that only Kenny Chesney could do it. You know, like I don't want to promote his brand of rum and, you know, where he likes to go in the island so much, and like all these specifics that are only him. I heard a song one time from a Songtown member, and they said, you know, I read this the story of how this artist met his wife, and I wrote the song. I think he'll want to do it, you know, and they played it for me. And I'm like, if he wanted to write a song about that, he probably would do that himself. Cause it might be a little weird to go to your wife and go, "Hey, I've got this song about you." And she'd say, "Did you write it?" "No, this guy wrote it," you know? So, you know, you can't write somebody else's specific story and then present it to them, you know?
Right.
So what you would want to do is you might write a song about that scenario of kind of meeting someone out of the blue, but you want it to apply to anyone who met their love of their life out of the blue, not just this one guy on this beach and she was wearing this and, you know, all the details that they had shared.
Right. So in other words, don't read an article that lays out so many specifics about how an artist met their wife, and then you put that all in a song, it's going to sound a little creepy.
Yeah, you know? Like you're looking in their window or
something. Yeah, exactly. And since you're not writing it with that artist, you pitch it to that artist. If they don't cut it, then who else are you going to pitch it to?
Yeah.
You know, one of the great, great pop songwriters, Diane Warren, she said that one time. She goes, "I don't think about artists in particular when I write." She goes, "Because if I write a song for an artist, demo it where it sounds like the artist, and they don't do it, then no one else can record that song." So she's trying to write a great song every time and let that be the driving factor.
Yeah, I had a song years ago, and we wrote it for Alan Jackson. And I knew this guy that sounded just like, or could sound just like Alan Jackson.
I know that guy.
We got him to sing the demo, and like, you know, we played it for the people at the label, and they're like, "This is weird. Too specific, and it, you know, trying to sound like him and all that kind of stuff."
You bring up a good point, because if you're pitching a song, say if I got a pitch for Keith Urban, do I go to AI and get Keith Urban's voice and have AI sound, you know, have my demo sound like Keith Urban and then pitch it to him?
You know, if you could make it sound a little like Keith Urban, it might, but not, this guy was sounded like an impersonator.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing that happened was they passed on it for Alan Jackson. So every other person we played it for said, "That sounds like an Alan Jackson song."
Right. You know, like, have you pitched it so to him? Oh, he didn't cut it.
Yeah. And so it hurt us in the end that we did that. We tried to target so specifically. So when you're writing to pitch, you want to be broad enough that a lot of people could do it. And a tip for doing that is, you know, if you read this story about Jake Owen meeting his wife or whoever, go, "Oh, how would it feel to be in that situation? Let me write a song about how that would feel, not all the specifics of how it happened." Right. You know, and that's one of the techniques I use. One time Kenny Chesney said in an interview, we've been on the road for 200 dates, something this year, and I just want to go to the islands and disappear. So I wrote a song about how that would feel to want to go to the islands and disappear. You know, I didn't write about we were on the road this many days and we're tired of doing shows and all that kind of stuff. I just wrote about the feeling that that I try to put myself in their shoes. So let's talk a little bit about the differences if I'm writing with an artist. How is that different for you?
Well, you bring up a good point. We have a class that we're starting in a couple of weeks called Writing for Recording Artists. And the way we approach this class is we ask the writers in the class to come up with a song start. And this is pretty common today in the songwriting world. Say you'll write a chorus. So you've got your title, you've got your lyrics to the chorus, and you've got your music, and we present those to the artist, to the label artist. And if an artist likes it, then you can record a song with them. But what I was going to say is that for me, often when I write with an artist, I'll write a verse and chorus. Play the chorus for the artist. If they like it, then I'll show them what I'm thinking for the verse. And I try to keep that fairly general and wide, cast a wide net. But then when we get the second verse, when I'm writing with the artist, we try to tailor that second verse with some details that are specific to that artist. So I start out wide, and then you kind of focus in on that second verse to that's something that's really personal to them. Mm-hmm. So that whole song start idea, if you've never done it, I would really try that, because when you show up to write with an artist, it's better to come in with some things started. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll be there, you know, going, well, what do we do now? I don't have any ideas.
Yeah.
So I think it's always a good idea as a backup. If you come up with something in the room, great. You know, if the artist says something and it's cool and they have an idea they want to write. But I always try to bring something. So that's kind of my approach. Wide net on the first verse. A great chorus that I think the artist will like. And then if they like it, we can rewrite any of that, you know, or we can keep it and just write a second verse that really puts more of the personal details that you were talking about. Don't put them in there if you're, you know, unless you're writing with the artist.
Yeah. So a minute ago, you said something about the class that wasn't quite right. You said the winner will get to record that song with the artist. We hope that happens.
Yes.
But the winner will actually get to write that chorus and that song with the artist. So if they like your chorus, they'll get a Zoom right with you and they'll finish the song with you. So you can kind of make it theirs.
But we have had artists in the class prior that we have done. Last year, we've had songs that went on co-written with the artist, got recorded, top 10 on iTunes.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity. Check out show notes below if you're interested in that.
Yep. And it's a great way to learn about writing with artists. And one of the things we do in there is we interview the artist and we ask them questions like this.
Yeah.
You know, we'll say, you know, can you play me something you've already cut that you love? Can you tell me, you know, how many ballads have you cut? How many up-tempos have you cut? Is there a song you've always wanted to write, but you've never written it? And, you know, questions like that. And what we're trying to find out is, and like with the question, what have you already cut? Well, if they say, yeah, we've already cut 5 ballads, I'm not going to write a ballad with them that day because they've already got a bunch of those. You know, so you're trying to get intel from them about where their head is, what they've already got, so you know what you're competing with. And what you're trying to find is the answer to the magical question of, oh, I need exactly this, you know? And I wrote with Johnny Reed one time, a Canadian artist, and he came in and I said, what do you need? And he said, man, I really need a show opener that just really rocks and gets a crowd on their feet. Boom, we're off to the races, you know? He had a title idea and he had that much information, you know? And we were able to write a song that became number one for him.
Yeah. And do your homework before you come in to the writing session, because if you bring in an idea that artist has already done in their catalog before, then you're dead in the water too, and you don't look like you know what you're doing. I had a chance to write with Darius Rucker early on, and they had recorded most of their record, and the producer played it for me. And I didn't hear anything romantic on the song. So I was looking for something they didn't have.
Yeah.
And so when I sat down to write with them, I go, you guys don't have a romantic song on the record. And they're like, oh, we don't have a romantic song. Mm-hmm. So we wrote one and I got another cut on the album just by doing my homework and by trying to figure out what they don't have. You know,
yeah.
They didn't even know they needed that until I brought it up.
Mm-hmm. That was smart. You probably bumped somebody else off the album with no. that little trick.
No.
Yeah, you know, and ideally, you want the artist to feel like it's their story, their idea, you know. Mm-hmm. So if the artist comes in with an idea, I'm almost always going to write that idea as opposed to trying to get them to write one of mine.
Right.
Unless it's just horrible, you know. But I want to write a song that feels like they wrote it. You know, so when their audience hears the song, they're going to go, oh, I bet he wrote that one because it sounds just like him. You know, I don't want it to sound like something Marty wrote or something Clay wrote, you know, that kind of thing. And so I'm really trying to tailor it. Even if I come in with the idea and they like the idea, I'm going, how can I make this yours? You know, yeah. I had a co-write this week with an artist and the questions my co-writer had the idea. She loved it. But I said, okay, let's talk about how you would approach this idea, you know, because we don't want to force this angle on you. And so she had some real insight into how, well, you know, if I was going to say it, I would say it this way. And that saved us from writing something that just didn't work.
So there was three people writing, mm-hmm. an artist, you, and another co-writer. Co-writer had a great idea. And so you immediately turn to the artist and say, well, how can we make this idea work for you?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. Hey guys, check out Sweetwater.com. They're a sponsor for today's video. We love Sweetwater podcast sponsor as well. If you're listening on the podcast, Marty.
If you want to be in the class, there's still time to sign up. We got a couple weeks to sign up.
Unless they're watching this a year from now.
Right. If you watch it right away when it comes out next week, you will have time. So check out the link in show notes. Check for books, for information about the class. We'd love to see you.
Cheers.